Doing. Many in the Czech Republic, which is home to the first Pilsner, believe Czech beer is the best in the world. In the past, Czech brewers shared their experience with the rest of the world, and breweries in countries as distant as Colombia, the United States, Turkey and Venezuela were built by Czech engineers. In this edition of Panorama, we look at the art of Czech brewing today. The original Czech Pilsner dates back to 1842, when the Honorable Burghers of Plzeň, disgruntled with the poor quality of their beer, hired a Bavarian brewmaster who invented the Plzeň, or Pils beer. This type of beer dominates the Czech market today, and when abroad, many Czechs go out of their way to get a beer just to their liking. In Prague's Pivovarský klub, or brewing club, I sat down with Evan Rail, a Prague-based American beer expert, the author of The Good Beer Guide, Prague and the Czech Republic.
For me, I think it certainly is the best of its kind of beer in the world. The problem is that many Czech people don't realize that Czech beer is only one style of beer, and there are many, many styles of beer. Beers in Belgium are very different than beers brewed here in the Czech Republic, and it's really impossible to compare. It would be like saying our apples are better than their oranges. If you like India Pale Ales, or if you like Belgian Ales, or Saison, or Bière de Garde, or if you like Alt, or if you like Lord knows what, the variety of beer is almost infinite, and very little of that is produced here.
But Czech brewers are coming back, with more than 50 micro or craft breweries having opened in the country since 2000. One of them, in the Prague area of Suchdol, is very special. Set up in 2006 at the campus of the Czech Agriculture University, it's used for teaching future generations of brewing engineers. Its designer and brewmaster, Ladislav Chládek, has had an impressive career in brewery construction.
I've been involved in beer production since 1976, when I started in a research institute for breweries and malteries in Prague. Small breweries, let's say pub breweries, it was altogether 22. First was the school brewery. I was asked by school to develop a school brewery for students in Podskalská Street. It is the oldest school for brewers. Second one was pub brewery Novoměstský Pivovar in Vodičková Street, nearby of Romanceslav Square. And last one is this one at University of Life Sciences in Prague here.
Since his first brewery in 1986, Mr. Chládek has designed and constructed small craft breweries in many countries.
I built two breweries in Japan. One was on island Kyushu, another one on Honshu. And then I built two breweries in South Korea, directly in Seoul. Then was Kazakhstan, and also was Greece, Germany, Russia, and so on.
Do people in Japan or in Korea, do they like beer? Is it a popular drink?
Well, in Japan, Czech beer is very popular, the same as Czech music. When I arrived to Japan, I was asked if I were a conductor or a first violinist. When I said I was a brewmaster, it was the same warm welcome to me.
The beer brewed at the Suchdol Agriculture University is called Suchdolský Jeník. Named after the university rector Jan Hron and brewed by students, it's distributed exclusively in shops and pubs located at the campus. Evan Rail says the students are doing a great job.
Their beer is wonderful. I made a special trip out there with a colleague just to taste it. It's not widely distributed. It's brewed by students and largely sold to students. But it's an excellent kvasnicové pivo. It's a yeast beer. It's a really refreshing and bright and very hoppy, lovely malt body. It's an excellent beer anyone would be proud to make, especially students. I think they should be quite proud of it.
Ladislav Chládek says the university brewery is just like big industrial breweries, but much smaller. It only produces some 500 hectoliters of beer a year.
This university brewery has two meanings or two reasons. First is the education of our students, and second one is the research of different varieties of hops and barley for beer production.
Are many students interested each year to take courses at the brewery?
Yes, they are every year, a lot of students, and not just boys, even girls are involved in this education. And in the summer courses, we have American students. It is a very favorite course for American students, the history of Bohemian brewing.
The brewery at the campus of the Czech Agriculture University in Suchdol opened in 2006. And the graduates of the beer brewing program will be ready to continue in the footsteps of engineers who spread the fame of Czech brewing around the world.
After political changes in 1989, it was possible to go to the whole world. You know, under a communist government, it was possible to construct breweries only in Soviet Union, and every year there was constructed one huge brewery, industrial brewery. And now you can find Czech brewmasters in every country, in south of Europe or in Americas, both America, north and south. As I told before, in Japan or in South Korea, Czech brewmasters are very well known. The same situation is in Russia. And now I was asked to go to Australia also to construct a brewery. I think I will send my friend to go there, for he is keen of it.
The revival of Czech brewing reputation has also influenced the home beer market. The largest beer producer in the Czech Republic, Plzeňský Prazdroj, or Pilsner Urquell, currently has more than 50% share of the market. Two of its brands, Pilsner and Gambrinus, are now on tap in most Czech pubs, but increasing numbers of smaller regional breweries cater to people who are looking for something more than just generic industrial products. Evan Rail says that for Czech beer aficionados, things are going well.
I think that the quality of Czech beer is by and large increasing. And from what I've heard, I wasn't here in the early 90s, that Czech brewing is really firing on all four cylinders at this point. Yes, most of the large breweries have been taken over by international corporations. Yes, many of the large breweries have closed. But there is a new resurgence of small breweries and regional breweries that's just happened in the past few years. I think the tendency for breweries to close has stopped, and the tendency for new breweries to open up has started. And I think things are only getting better, honestly. Many of the beers that we're making are also much more diverse than they were before.
To taste Suchdolský Jeník for yourself, bottled or draft, just visit one of several shops and pubs at the university campus in Prague, Suchdol.
And that edition of Panorama with Jan Richter.